Okay, so here's the thing. I am definitely struggling in a major way and trying to get a grasp on how to get your body addicted to your dream or your goals or your aspirations. Like, how do you get your body addicted to it? I'm just sitting here thinking about, like, how can you teach someone how to renew their mind? You know, we tell people to renew their mind. The Bible says to renew your mind. But what does that process look like? You know, even though we know what the Bible says, there is no clear instruction on how to. And I'm just thinking about that early this morning. I don't know. My mind is just, you know, here, there, and everywhere. And it's nobody but the grace of God that I'm in the position that I'm in. And that I have a level of comfort that is rather peaceful. But is there a thin line between peace and contentment? I don't know. A lot of people have been coming to me lately about, like, losing weight and working out, and, you know, they see me running, and it really is, like, my body is really, I've gotten my body to the point where it's addicted to running, where I know, it's weird to say, like, or explain, but I no longer am, like, going out for runs. Like, my body is just getting up and knowing when to go for a run, and it just goes, and I allow it to go. If that makes any sense whatsoever. Like, it makes total sense to me when I say it. I don't know if it makes sense to you when you hear it, but that's really what I feel like. Seriously. So it's like, if that's the case, if I've gotten my body addicted to something that's useful for it, like, then what's the point of doing the things that is harmful to it? You know? Like, that's renewing your mind. To me. It's like the complete 180. Pray whoever's listening to this has a fantastic day. I pray that you get your body addicted to things that are worthwhile. You know, I only want to be involved in things that make me feel good. That's really the bottom line. And if those things that make me feel good can turn a profit, then to God be the glory. you know. It just feels like people are just stuck these days in this old way. Like, there's, like, no growth, you know, it's, like, no advancement. And it's really sad. It's, like, it inspires me to want to change that frame of mind in people. And more I think about things that I can do in order to accelerate that process, you know. While I'm in the middle of accelerating my process. The weather's been fantastic in Jersey City. Absolutely fantastic the last 2 days. And it's like March already. So I'm assuming that there's no more winter. If that was the winter, then that really wasn't that bad of a winter. It really wasn't. But thank God. I'm only mad about the weather just because it prohibits me from running. And even that sounds weird, but that once again ties into what I was saying before. It's like when you're addicted to something, you're mad you can't get that fixed. Then it's like, it sucks, kind of. It's like, I'm totally giving my mind a facelift. That's what it is. Like, and it's happening through fasting and through prayer and through giving. And just giving my time, giving my energy, you know. I'm trying to get addicted to those things. So far, so good. Giving is like in number one. I am getting addicted to giving. Which is different than what I thought giving was before. When I thought I was putting others' like hopes and dreams like before mine. When I was in the people pleasing business. Like, that wasn't really giving. That really wasn't giving. Out of all the things that I did, I don't think that was really, I don't consider that giving. Like, me really giving. And I don't want to say exploited, and I don't want to say used, even though that may seem like what I'm insinuating, but I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I don't know, I'm just running off on a tangent. It just feels good to be able to express and just to get some thoughts and things off of my chest. I really need to get back to journaling. Not even because I think it's therapeutic, only because I think I need to continue like... being good at writing, because I just think that people are going to write a lot less and type a lot more. So I just want to make sure I don't lose it. I journaled the other day and I was like, dang, my writing sucks now. And I hadn't journaled in a long time. I hadn't like written anything down. Now I type everything like in my notes when I have like random thoughts and ideas, but writing down stuff. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I got to do more of that. So that's probably why I need the journal. And you too, whoever's listening to it. Shout out to everybody that's tired of being scared, you know. Fear. Fear is interesting. It's amazing, like, the power of fear can do. And it's really, like, a thought. Like, just think of, like, what fear is. Like, honestly, like, take, like, zoom out, like, for a second and just look at what fear is. Fear is not even a physical thing. It's an idea of something, of the worst of what can happen, and it's prohibiting you from doing it. Like, that's what fear is. Like, that's crazy. The idea of something. You haven't even done it to even know if you can do it. Or if you're even afraid of it, but your mind is tricking you to stopping your body to do it. That's the power of fear. That's what's crippling people from doing what they really want to do in their lives. Which has been my argument for years, but I just haven't been able to, like, properly, like, dictate my argument. Or at least make it make sense. I don't know. I just thank God that I'm alive, and every day that I wake up and I'm alive just means that I have another chance to get my mind addicted to the thing that God wants me to do. And I'm really at a point in my life where I'm just like, I just want to give, like, my talents, my gifts that He gave me, I want to give it back to Him. No, that's really all I want to do. And the process to, like, be able to do that, I don't want to say frustrating because it's going to sound like I'm complaining, but I'm not. But it really is close to it, though. Social media just feels like this one big loop, right? It just feels like it's this one big loop and you just, like, can't get out of it. It's like once it draws you in, like, soon as Apple started giving you, like, your screen time, you know, Apple gives you your screen time now. And they tell you how long you've been on each app, for how many hours or minutes or days or whatever, months, please. For some of us, right? Like, that was, like, the best idea, and it was also, like, the worst idea, because you kind of just, like, want to get into social media so you can, like, drift away from whatever it is that you're doing, which is another distraction from my body addicted to doing things that are productive notion. I don't know, man. All I know is that I want to do the very best that I think that I'm capable of doing. And it's like, how can I do it? Where can I start? How do I start? I know I have to start right now where I'm at. But it's like, how do I properly execute that idea? You know? And so you walk around and you fish around for things that you like. You know, but then you don't want to have it where it's like you're comfortable doing that either too, because there's a lot of things that I can do that I'm like, I know that I can do it, but I'd rather not do it. If that makes any sense, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if I have to do it, I'll do it, but I'd rather not do it. And like, that's where I'm at. It's like, and I think that's with everything. I think that's with career. I think that's with love. I think that's with life. I think that just it's across the board with what that means to me, at least. Feels good to talk to you guys. I'm gonna go meditate now. And see what things I can get my body addicted to. The good things. Use my body as an instrument. That's really like, that's probably why I like running so much, because of the discipline. You know, and the mental capacity. I think that's why I like it, and a lot of people hate it. And I don't know if that's like my ego talking, because I'm really trying to eliminate that guy, but I probably can't. That's a whole nother podcast for another day. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyway, you guys be blessed out there. I'm out of here. Peace.